Francis Agwek Madut from Lualjang Community of Tonj, East County of Warrap State, says the saga started on February 4th when Education Minister Awud Deng Atwill said pupils in SPLMIO-controlled areas could not take their primary living examinations due to insecurity. Tonj East was included in that order. But he says 4 days later, the minister sent examinations to Tonj East County, but to only Nyargok and Palal Payams, leaving out Romich Payam.
He refused the student of Romich because they sat for 1 hour in the morning and then he cancelled the exam. This prompted the youth of Lualjang community to write a position paper to the president of the Republic of South Sudan, urging the president to look into this case, why the minister refused one community, the students of one community, not to sit for exam. And this has led to the arrest of the students, of the youth who wrote the position paper to the office of the president.
Madut says the minister has ordered the arrest of the youth who wrote the petition to the president. He says that is unfair because they were raising genuine concerns affecting their community. He says early last month, two security officers who were among the team of young adults who wrote the petition were arrested and released without charges. On October 11th, another youth was arrested under the orders of Minister Atwill but was later bailed out by his colleagues, something that he says must have angered the minister.
On day 12, the minister came back and threatened the authority in the police station that these two gentlemen should be arrested. So they were arrested on day 12. Until on day 13, when we came for them, we bailed them out. Now they are in Juba, in their houses, waiting for the case from the minister. And then on day 26th of this month, King Jok Dan, the student of School of Medicine in Barrick Zell University, was again arrested by the minister, and he slept there in the custody in Wau. And that day he's brought, he's now in Melekeer, in the police station. So he's the one now who is still under the custody.
South Sudan in Focus contacted Minister Atwill for a comment. The minister said she was feeling unwell and would comment on the story later. Madut says they have tried to reach the concerned authorities, including the speaker in the National Assembly and the office of the president, but they have often been sent back by the security. Madut says Minister Atwill has been taking advantage of her position to intimidate people. He says she should go to the courts as a private person if she has a case with anyone instead of using her position. He calls on President Kiir to form a committee to investigate the issue.
And also should consider us as the youth of Lualjang, which is this arrest of the minister, would that there is nobody above the law. And if there is no anybody above the law, the minister should be called and warned why he is carrying out these things without the knowledge of the people who are in a higher authority, like now arresting anybody in the house, interfering of anybody in the house. And later on, he wanted to detain people just by force. And so the government of South Sudan should immune or relieve Minister Wood from being general Minister of General Education and allow her to come and pursue the case with the youth of Lualjang, whereby there will be no any problem, nobody will fear her.
Madut says due to unfair treatment to the people of Romich, he also calls upon President Kiir to make the area as an administrative area so that the people can get resources or benefits from the president's office directly. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.